Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today on WCBS Backstories.
So I was heading to the World Trade Center in the early going, and the traffic was so bad, I thought it's going to take me so long to get down there, I'm not going to be able to do anything on the radio. So I pulled off at Chelsea Piers.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is at the improvised triage center.
They have TV studios, and I noticed these trucks pulling up.
We've been hearing all afternoon how at any time some of these survivors, the injured survivors, would be coming this way.
And I go inside this cavernous studio, and they're bringing in stretchers, and they're bringing in IV poles, and they're bringing in bandages and all kinds of medical supplies. And they're effectively setting up an emergency room there.
They put plywood on top of flat surfaces, and they put sheets on top of them.
And as time went on, it became clear nobody was going to show up.
That's what it looks like here. They're using some.
There's a crowd of people now standing on the west side of highway. Ambulances are flying by, and fire trucks from all over the place. And then there's the sound way up in the upper atmosphere, it seemed, of fighter jets flying by. And somebody next to me says, "Are they ours?" And instinctively, I said, "Yeah, they're ours. What did I know?" And after I said that, I thought about it, and I said, "Geez, I sure hope they're ours." We had no idea what was going to happen next. And that was the uncertainty that followed for weeks and months.
For more backstories, go to WCBS880.com/50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.